Hare Krishna. Today is the 19th of September, 50 years ago. Srila Prabhupada landed in America. And that's being celebrated in Boston. A very momentous occasion. In Budapest, we're celebrating it. 210 devotees going out on book distribution. That doesn't include the devotees from the farm. This is just the full-time devotees in the temple, numbering about 15. And what I call rusty tanks, devotees who were big book distributors in the past, who are now also going out for the day. That will be a really stunning thing. It may be that the authorities feel that there's another refugee crisis, and that is a excessive swarm of Hungarian book distributors all over the city. Anyway, they need not worry. Unfortunately, this swarm is only going to happen for this one day. Very, very exciting. Tomorrow I'll report on the results. And in regards to both of these activities, let me read from the next verse of Utkali Kavalari, which reads as follows. Prabhatye prapadya bhavadiyatam kalika nirmala premabhir mahabhir apikamyate kimabhiyatra tarnam janu kutatra kujanir api vrajavanistitir me jaja Kripam Kripana Gaminim Sadashinomi Tam Evabam. In public places, I glorify your mercy, which is granted to even the lowest creatures, and which enables me, even though I am low born, to live in this forest of Braj, the place where your great devotees, who are filled with pure love, aspire to take birth, even as a blade of grass. Really amazing how Rupa Goswami, in this very confidential book where he's manifesting his swarup, his relationship with Radha and Krishna, but nonetheless, he says, in public places I glorify mercy. He talks about his preaching, his effort to spread Krishna consciousness, and of course, in that sense, or that is the sense in which we are Rupanugas, or it is a sense, there are more than one. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutaye Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. We are Rupanugas because it is Rupa Goswami who's established this preaching mission of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. And significantly, also, today is Lalita Devi's appearance day. And another verse by Rupa Goswami, Yam Kamapi Vrajakule Vishabhanu Jaya, in his Lalita Ashtakam, points out that Lalita Devi, who amongst the Sakis or the Gopi friends of Srimati Radharani, very actively engages in canvassing others to join what Prabhupada calls Radha Krishna's pleasure dance. So Prabhupada's appearance in America, Lalita Devi's appearance, Rupa Goswami's public places glorifying your mercy, and that is our Krishna Consciousness Movement. That is our Sankirtan Movement. And that's what Srila Prabhupada came to America for, to glorify Krishna's mercy. And in very public places, in Thompson Square Park, in the Bowery, in other places where really civilized human beings don't really belong, but Srila Prabhupada went there and glorified Krishna's mercy, and how by that mercy alone we can attain perfection. And Prabhupada left Vrindavan. He left Vrindavan to fulfill the mission of Bhakti Stanta Saraswati Thakur in his song that he composed on the ship. He points out that, yes, you will get Srimati Radharani's mercy by preaching Krishna consciousness, by fulfilling the mission that Bhakti Stanta Saraswati Thakur had laid out, then one will become, or one will attain Krishna consciousness. One will attain, excuse me, Srimati Radharani's mercy. I got distracted there for a moment. And Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan, but here from this verse we see, in public places I glorify your mercy, which is granted to even the lowest creatures. Everyone is qualified to get it. And by that mercy, and by the mercy that one gets from glorifying Krishna in public places, Srila Prabhupada always continued to live in Vrindavan. When Prabhupada in 1977 came to the West, talking about coming to New York, he said, yes, if I leave my body there, then you make my samadhi on the roof of our Manhattan building. He says, wherever I am, that's Vrindavan. And here's how we get the opportunity to live in the forest of Braj, where great devotees, Brahma, Uddhava, they pray to take birth as a blade of grass. Both of them prayed like that. One can achieve, as Srila Prabhupada would often say, the perfection of going back home, back to Godhead. How? He says, get Krishna's mercy. Preach. Glorify Krishna in public places, and by that you will attain perfection. Prabhupada would say, this is the secret. The secret of getting Krishna's attention, getting Krishna's mercy, is by preaching and taking all the problems and responsibilities that come with that. So Lalita Devi's appearance day, Rupa Goswami's verse, Srila Prabhupada's arrival. In Budapest we have 210 Sankirtan devotees going out in public places glorifying Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy is unlimited. It's causeless. It's extraordinary. Although we're not really qualified, but still somehow or another, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we can become qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada came and asked us to chant 64 rounds. Why? Because Lord Chaitanya said, anyone who doesn't chant 64 rounds is considered fallen. He says, I don't accept offerings in the house of those who don't chant 1 lakh of holy names a day. But we weren't able to do that, as it is said here, the lowest creatures. We're pretty down there on the scale of low creatures. And still, Srila Prabhupada somehow made that arrangement. He asked for 64, but then later settled on 16. Which means that if Srila Prabhupada settled on 16, then Krishna settled on that, and Krishna accepted it. Krishna's causeless mercy. Krishna's so kind that on the basis of the recommendation of his pure devotee, he's willing to set the terms of liberation for us at chanting 16 rounds as opposed to chanting 64. So even though we're low-born, still we can live in the forest of Braj, that very extraordinary place, Chintamani Prakarasadma Shukalpa Vriksha, which is glorified by Lord Brahma and Brahma Samhita, that is the goal of the topmost transcendentalists. And if we really want to do justice, really celebrate Srila Prabhupada's appearance in America, then, like Prabhupada said, if you want to repay me, then preach vigorously like I have. So we take that responsibility of preaching, and to the best of our ability, we do that. Then even though Om Pavitra Pavitrova, even though we're not qualified, still, even though we're low-born, lowest creatures, still we can get Krishna's mercy. Krishna is very merciful, but he becomes especially merciful when his mercy is directed by his pure devotees. So by Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy, we're getting Krishna's mercy. That is the nature of a Vaishnav. It's the power of a Vaishnav. Krishna Shay Tomar, Krishna Di Tomar, Tomara Charanas. Yes, Krishna is your property and you can give Krishna. That's the power of a Vaishnav, to give Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada is giving us Krishna. Now we have to take. And if we know how to take Krishna's mercy by preaching vigorously, like Prabhupada did, then even though it may appear that we have so many disqualifications, still, nonetheless, we can attain that perfection, as is described in this verse, of living in the forest of Raj. In public places I glorify your mercy, which is granted to even the lowest creatures, and which enables me, even though I am low-born, to live in this forest of Braj, the place where your great devotees, who are filled with pure love, aspire to take birth, even as a blade of grass. Hare Krishna.